The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has vowed to intensify the ongoing attacks on the Gaza Strip. Netanyahu's pledge comes as Palestinian officials say that Israeli airstrikes on the impoverished enclave over Tuesday and on Wednesday have left at least 48 people dead. At least 22 Palestinians, mostly women and children, have died in Israeli attacks on Wednesday alone. The deadliest strikes killed two families of five in the central and northern Gaza. In another series of raids to the north and east of Gaza City, Israeli warplanes killed two more women and four children. Following the Israeli attacks, Hamas says all Israelis are now legitimate targets. A Hamas spokesman has described the Israeli onslaught as, quote, a massacre of children and a horrendous war crime. Our correspondent from the Gaza Strip, Ashraf Shannon, joins us right now to update us about developments there. Ashraf, we spoke to Halal Safadi, things just don't sound good, especially when it concerns the hospitals. At this point, bring us up to speed what you're witnessing there in Gaza, how people are doing, and of course, how the hospitals are dealing with this influx of wounded.
Well, Kaveh, according to the Palestinian Ministry of Health spokesman, Dr. Shah Al-Qudra, the number of fatalities has risen to 49, and the wounded over 450 since the start of Operation Protective Edge, or this new Israeli war on Gaza. Now, in regular days, hospitals in Gaza already suffer shortage of medicine and surgical supplies and badly needed material for hospital needs, but now with this new Israeli aggression, the medicines, surgical supplies are depleting, and the Ministry of Health in Gaza is calling on the Egyptian authorities to reopen the Rafah crossing, allowing badly needed medicines and surgical supplies to deal with the situation here. Everywhere around me here in Gaza's central hospital, Shifa Hospital, a lot of people who have relatives who are injured and they are inside the hospital are still waiting here to hear the news of what happened to them. Meanwhile, Israeli air raids continue in the Gaza Strip, northern Gaza, southern Gaza, central Gaza, in Gaza City itself, and also Palestinian resistance groups like Hamas, the Islamic Jihad, continue to retaliate by firing rockets that reach up to 100 kilometers into Israel.
And what is this that Hala al-Safadi was telling us? Perhaps you can expand more on it. And that's about the type of, missiles that are being used that are not meant for human body, but they're meant for destruction of property, perhaps. But it's focused, they've focused their targets on the civilians, and of course, the bodies have been burnt and charred to the point that it's hard to identify them. Is that true, that these are the types of missiles that Israel is using via their air strikes on, civilians?
Well, Kaveh, this is not the first time for Israel to use internationally banned weapons. Back in 2008, in Israeli Operation Cast Lead, or the 22-day war on Gaza, Norwegian doctors, I remember Dr. Mads Gilbert here in Shifa Hospital, was telling my colleague Akram Istatari that Israel was using dime munitions against Palestinians in Gaza, and this is using this kind of ammunition is internationally banned. So from the types of injuries and the types of cuts that doctors are reporting, I will not be surprised if Israel is using the same weapons or maybe more advanced weapons that they used back in 2008 at the turn of 2009. A lot of people here, a lot of international experts have already accused Tel Aviv of using Gaza as a testing ground for its weapons. And also we have this situation with hundreds of rockets and bombs being fired fired towards agricultural land. Now, even if these bombs don't kill people, on the long run, they're made of carcinogenic chemicals and metals. So, if they don't kill you right now, as a Palestinian in Gaza, in the long run, you will be hurt and maybe killed by their effect.
Very well. Stay safe. Thank you very much for that. Ashraf Shannon there talking to us from Gaza.